As you can see on the screen, today is Mission Sunday, and that means that our offering today goes completely to our two missions that we support. The first is Daryl and Kayo Record in Cambodia, and also for the orphanage project in Guatemala. And so today, in place of our message, we're going to hear the updates from the two projects. First, we'll hear from Makiko on the Guatemala Orphans project.
Thank you. Things going on right now because they already decided place. It's just now it's process of our planning of our construction of the school and orphanage. And first they will, I guess, build the orphanage building and for the kids to stay. The next week, actually this week, Fernand is going to Guatemala. Hope he gets the more update on that. And they found the person like a managing at the watching of over a construction. It will start hopefully beginning of next year. And Dan is the leader. He said hello to everybody. It's very thankful that we are joining this project. And for myself here, I think I already gave some testimony about I did the presentation at the school, and the teacher gave me the kids' essay about my presentation, and some of them say are happy to learn about other country, especially Guatemala, and never knew about the country like that. It's completely different from Japan, and they think is they're very blessed and living here, and maybe they cannot imagine how the Guatemalan kids live in the third world. But some kids, hopefully they will have our idea, maybe they can help someone in the future, and whatever they can do, because I have a lot of blessing they receive here in Japan, and they can share to the other kids. And that's one thing. And the other things, I was in newspaper, and the daily sports is our daily sports. No many people read that unless you really like sports or junk news. And so this one was one of the our customer is comes. He went to Guatemala. I don't know how many years ago back, and to Guatemala as a student to study Spanish. And he came, maybe 7 years ago, or came to visit our store, and we kind of became friend. And he works for boat racing parts company. He's our president, and he's young, but I had a chance to talk to him about my life and struggle that I had, but I was so happy now. I believe Jesus and became Christian, so life changed. So sharing him, and he really interested about it, but he hasn't. We don't really have chance to talk more, but I told him about my support with this project in Guatemala, because he went to Guatemala, he interested in Guatemala country, and he came other day and said, "Oh, this writer is a daily news sports paper that are looking for someone, the women that are working hard and doing something special," and it's called, its title is Iki Iki Hiroshima Bizin. is lively, lively lives are busy, beautiful women in Hiroshima or something like that. That's his title. So he thought about me, and then he introduced the writer, and then she came and interviewed me, and he made a article about our support of Guatemala and so busy working at the Okonomiyaki restaurant. So hopefully some people got to know about, you know, my what I'm doing here in Hiroshima. And also I haven't, nobody really called me about from this article, but a couple of the mother of the sons are school or got some flyer about the Guatemala project, so they called me and gave me some stuff to for this. Yeah, and since I started this, this is from last October, I raised from the update. Today is 917,000 yen. So 30,000 yen more to make 1 million yen. So I'm praying for this first come soon. And so please continue pray for this. Thank you.
So let's see, that's it's been 10 months. And so you've raised, well, we've raised, or you've raised 970,000 yen. So, praise the Lord for that. Okay, the next one is Cambodia, and that is Daryl and Kyle Record. And as usual, they like to write a letter to us. And it's called the Epistle to the Mitakians. So this is their letter. I'm just going to spend the rest of the time reading the letter. So it's not scripture, but it's okay. Third letter to the Mitakians, Daryl and Kayo, the servants of Jesus Christ, called of God to the Cambodians, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Mitaki, including the Japanese and Gaikokujins, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Kayo's Psalm 139:13 construction project. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb, is going well. So far, we know that he is a boy and that he has all his fingers and toes. He is either big or he is coming early. Our doctor thinks he is big. We had always planned to return to Japan for the birth, but setting the date for our return was complicated by a combination of airline regulations and our frequently changing due date, December 3rd, November 26th, November 18th, and finally November 27th. So just be sure that Kayo will not be denied boarding on the plane. Just to be sure, we have decided to return to Japan on September 17th, a couple weeks from now. We look forward to our time in Japan. Most of it will be spent in Hiroshima. We look forward to fellowshipping with all of our wonderful Mitakian brothers and sisters. Mitakian, it's a new word. Our time in Japan will also be a good time for us to be refreshed physically and spiritually. Even though Japan may not seem like a refreshing place for many of you, for us, it will be nice to be able to walk down the street without being constantly targeted by taxi drivers who cannot imagine that a foreigner would want to walk anywhere, by street vendors beggars and thieves. Wow. It will also be refreshing to be able to eat without constant fear of food poisoning. I know that feeling. Spiritually, it will be refreshing to take a break from the spiritual environment of Cambodia. Not that there isn't spiritual oppression in Japan. With the pregnancy, Kayo has not been strong enough to continue reaching out to Japanese non-Christians. Instead, God has opened the door for her to encourage Japanese and American women missionaries and to help them to not be isolated. This has been both encouraging and fruitful because these ladies are often lonely and discouraged. The fellowship helps strengthen them so they can be more effective in their ministries. In addition to becoming parents, we expect our time in Japan will also be productive for the kingdom. Daryl continues to work on his book on Christian unity and cults, but has not been able to finish it due to the schedule of distractions of Cambodia. He is planning to finish that book while we are there here and make good progress on another book on Jehovah's Witnesses. Of course, he is open to whatever opportunities for ministry that God may lead him to participate in while we are here in Japan. Okay, so he's going to preach in here. The Advanced English Program at the Royal University of Law and Economics recently came under heavy spiritual attack, despite being fruitful. Because people prayed, Daryl had the opportunity to have some meaningful conversations with his student, Thea, a Buddhist monk, and to share bits of truth with other students. These conversations will be used of God to begin to open these hearts to Christ, but it will take time and many other encounters with true believers. And then it says there, each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. That's Nehemiah 4:18. In July, Dr. J., not a rapper, we just can't give his real name, an American friend of Mr. Suvan, the International Relations Director, applied to teach English at the university where Daryl teaches. On the surface, it seemed that he was good. Dr. J recently started attending the same international church as we do, and he seemed to have a lot of education. However, in their meeting, Daryl got the sense that this man was not applying to work in the advanced English program, but was attempting to take it over. Dr. J was very aggressive and manipulative. When Daryl talked to some of his former teammates from his old organization about the man, he found out more information about him. Laura, one of Daryl's former teammates, who also used to teach at the university, had met Dr. J at church a few weeks earlier at a pastor's appreciation lunch. She listened to him talk, and she became convinced that he was not genuine. Despite claiming to be a Christian, he had things in his life that made it doubtful. He also thought that psychology was the solution to Cambodia's problems instead of Christ. So with this information and his own experience, Daryl felt confirmed in his decision not to allow Dr. J to teach in the advanced English program. To give you a little background, Daryl started teaching at this university for the first group. Daryl started teaching at this university with the first group of Christian English teachers in 2000. Since then, all of the foreign English teachers at the university have been genuine Christians. As a result of 8 years of faithful service and witness, the students and administrators respect Christians. If someone were to come into the university and claim to be a Christian but not live it, years of testimony and trust between the university and the Christian English teachers would have been destroyed. The advanced English program at RULE is also important because it not only creates opportunities for students to build life-changing relationships with Christian teachers, but also because it teaches Christian-based leadership skills. These Christian concepts, such as integrity, character, and service, are completely foreign to the worldview of students who have been conditioned by the culture to see leadership as a means to power, protection, and personal wealth. Daryl warned Mr. Sivan about the character of Dr. J many times, but he would not listen. Instead, Mr. Sivan quietly proceeded with plans to get his friend hired to teach as a competitor to Daryl's program. Our planned trip to Japan for the baby made the advanced English program even more vulnerable because it would mean that both Daryl and his co-teacher would be out of Cambodia for months. God raised up Jen, who taught RULE from 2004 to 2007 with English Language Institute, Daryl's old organization, before joining Mission to Unreached Peoples, our present organization, in 2007, to be willing to substitute for Daryl. She will also develop a new class and expand the program. There is a real possibility that she will continue to teach there in the long term. Jen also runs a student ministry called Friendship Club, which reaches out to university students, mainly from RULE. By teaching at RULE, she will be better able to bring more students from the university to her student ministry, where they can further be impacted for Christ. So let's remember Jen in our prayers as well. There have been some intense moments and tears during this time. In the end, the only way that Daryl could permanently stop Dr. J from sneaking into the university was to threaten to resign and to go directly to the rector or the president of the university. God gave Daryl favor in this rector Ngoy's eyes because many people prayed, and he decided not to hire Dr. J. There were some other problems related to Jen's contract that were also caused by the greed of Mr. Sivan, so please pray for his conviction and salvation, probably because Dr. J made some grandiose promises. But in a second meeting, Rector Ngoy, pray for his salvation as well, quickly resolved these issues and welcomed Jen to teach in the advanced English program. Now, the ministry at the university is secure enough for Daryl to depart and for both of us to take a much-needed rest in Japan. We expect a new season of increased fruitfulness, expansion, and are glad to know that the witness and unity of Christian English teachers at the university is still strong. We continue to be strengthened and encouraged by your faithful prayers and generous support. Thank you for your faithfulness. We are looking forward to seeing you all next month. All right. She's getting big. And that's the end of the letter. So I'm going to close the service in prayer for them, and I'd like to ask Ian to come on up and help lead us in our closing song. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time to be together. and to get the information and the update from Makiko and also from Daryl and Kayo. Lord God, we take this time now to pray for Cambodia. We pray for Rector Ngoy, for his salvation. And we pray for the President Suvan at the Royal University of Law and Economics in Cambodia for his conviction and his salvation. We thank you that you raised up Jen, who can replace Daryl for a little while. We pray for her student ministry at the university, the Friendship Club. Lord, we thank you for your witness and your testimony at that university. And we pray for a harvest. We pray for your light to enter into the hearts and the minds of the future leaders of Cambodia. We pray, Lord, for the gospel to spread in Cambodia. And we pray for your protection and strength to cover Daryl and Kayo and their little one. Lord God, would you uphold them, sustain them, and keep them strong, Lord, until we are able to meet him here again. And Lord, we want to pray for for Guatemala. We thank you for Dan, who's managing the project. We thank you for raising up 970,000 yen using Makiko, her faithful efforts, Lord, in just 10 months. But Lord, you said that we will do greater things. And I believe that Makiko is involved in that. And Lord, we thank you for the chance to participate with her in your work in this place. And we pray for that project. We pray that it will not be stalled. We pray for progress. We pray that, Lord, you would allow it to continue to have the best location, the best builders, the best equipment, the best funding, the best timing for all of these things to happen. Because you are a great and awesome and wonderful and marvelous God. We praise you, we honor you, we give you glory in this place. Your name above all names, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.